The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, we're going to take our focus now across the water and look at the UK election on tomorrow. And I see quite a lot of speculation that the first 100 days of Starmer as Prime Minister, which seems inevitable, the Rwanda migration scheme will be abandoned. I wonder, will that abate the flow via Northern Ireland of migrants here? Urgent reforms of the planning system, VAT on private schools, and much, much more, including renewable electricity and offshore wind getting the go-ahead. But we have taken an interesting angle this morning because most of our reports are London-centric. But we've sent our chief reporter, Barry White, who often joins me with Greyhound TV Productions, now joins us from North Yorkshire constituency of Richmond and North Allerton. Good morning, Barry. Why are you there?
Hi, Ivan. Good morning. Yeah, I'm currently in the market town of Richmond, which, like you say, is in the constituency of Richmond and North Allerton in North Yorkshire in England. And I'm here, Ivan, because the current MP for this area is none other than the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. Now, he's been the MP here since 2015 when he succeeded the former Conservative Party leader, William Hague. While in 2019, he was re-elected with a massive majority, beating his nearest rival, the Labour candidate, by over 27,000 votes. And in modern times, this has been an ultra-safe seat for the Tories, with them having held it continually since 1910. However, it's not certain that the UK Prime Minister will retain his seat this time, with all the opinion polls showing that the Labour Party will win an overall majority across the UK, with the Conservatives losing over 200 seats. So nothing is guaranteed for the Tories in this election. And I've been asking the people here in Richmond, who will they be voting for tomorrow?
I mean, Rishi Sunak has been good to me personally because he got me an operation that I've been waiting a couple of years for. So in that respect, as an MP for this area, I think he's been pretty good. But, I just would not want to vote for the Tories again after the mess that they've made.
Do you think Rishi Sunak will have a fight on his hands here come election day?
I think for the first time in, I don't know, is it 100 years it's been Conservative? I think the first time he might be overturned. I think he might be out.
Yeah, I'll be voting for Rishi. I'm being impressed with him as a constituency MP. He is very visible in the area and he does involve himself. And that's something that I consider important in terms of a national election as well as, you know, local priorities. He shows he's a man of the people, really. And also, I think even so, there's been a lot of things wrong with the Conservative Party. I think one of the things least wrong with the Conservative Party is Rishi Sunak. I think he's a good guy. I think he's riding a crazy horse. It's a shame.
He won in this constituency with a massive majority in 2019.
Yeah.
I think there's no doubt that it'll be a lot tighter this time.
Yeah.
But do you think he will retain his seat here?
I don't know. I'd like to think he would. I think if he does, it'll be a very much reduced majority.
Well, I have voted Tory a couple of times. Originally, when I was younger, it was always Liberal. And I'm actually going back to the Lib Dem.
So have you voted Rishi Sunak before?
Yes.
So why not this time?
Because they've had all these years to do something and then suddenly say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Why haven't they done it? Why wait all this time and suddenly they're going to do all these things? And I hate the infighting between them all. They're all criticising each other rather than saying what they're going to do. And I just find that appalling.
Like yourself, he's going to lose many people who voted for him before.
27,000 majority.
Do you think
here.
He could lose a seat here?
Probably not. Probably not, but who knows? My husband will vote Tory, so it's quite interesting. We have interesting discussions.
I'm not voting, no.
Why not?
Because I don't really know. It doesn't go anywhere. You never really get what you want. They fall for the cells or for the pocket.
I think he's going to do well in Richmond.
Nobody else anybody knows, so they're not going to vote for anybody else. Yeah.
And a lot of people have told me that he does still show his face here.
It was in Al Shannon last week.
On Saturday.
Came to visit us on Saturday.
He's definitely got our vote for turning up there.
It's very easy to win your vote then, is it?
No, we were voting for him anyway.
Why?
because he's all over the place in this area. He's up the Dales, he's in every town, he's at every event.
What's he done for the area?
Well, I don't really know because I'm not that much into politics, but you see what he's, you know, where he is and things like that, and he shows his face. Yeah, he's excellent. He's good.
So would you have no doubt that he's going to retain his seat then?
Well, I'm doubting it because everybody's saying on telly that he might. I'm not so sure.
Okay. Fascinating insights. I can't ever remember a PM losing his or her own seat. A mixed reaction there, Barry. In a Tory stronghold, it's almost unthinkable. Are there any local opinion polls in the Richmond constituency?
Yeah, there's been loads of opinion polls, Ivan. I think it's probably the most polls that have ever been carried out for any UK election. And you're right in what you say there as well. No ever sitting Prime Minister has lost their seat as an MP. But I've been looking at some of these polls. One large-scale poll by Savanta, an English polling company, has predicted that the Tories' overall majority will sink to just 53 seats across the UK, which is remarkable. They currently have 365 out of 650 seats across the UK. So they could lose over 300 MPs. And according to this Savanta poll, the losses are set to include Richmond and North Allerton. However, other opinion polls I've seen, done by YouGov and 38 Degrees, suggest that Rishi Sunak will just hold his seat here. However, one thing is certain, Ivan, the UK Prime Minister won't be winning by the massive majorities he previously has. And one thing that has struck me being here is that I have not seen one Rishi Sunak election poster, but I have seen posters for the Labour candidate. He's a guy called Tom Wilson. I've seen posters for the Liberal Democrats candidate, Daniel Callaghan. And I've seen posters for the Reform UK candidate, Lee Taylor. But I haven't seen one poster of Rishi Sunak, which I just found quite surprising. Now, this may be a tactical thing by Rishi Sunak in the hope that people will simply vote for him here because he's the most recognisable face on the ballot paper. Who knows? But Ivan, I've also been speaking to Sharon Davis. She's a former BBC local radio journalist here in Richmond who now runs her own communications company. And she thinks it's too close to call here.
Oh, it's a tricky one. Personally, I think it's a possibility. It's been an extremely safe seat for such a long time, like way before Rishi. But there's just so much going on. I think people are fed up locally. And also he has to be held to account for his party and what they've done nationally and the impact that that's had on people locally. So a really simple thing is like cost of living, like house prices and like interest rates. This is a town where, you know, it's a rural North Yorkshire town. Young people already, or young families already can't afford to buy here. And with the impact of, say, like interest rates, it's impossible. You just get loads of tourists who buy here as well. So I think there are so many things. I think it's compound. There's a national picture, but also a local picture. And sadly, I don't think his seat is safe.
It's my first time in North Yorkshire. And the first thing that has struck me is I haven't seen any posters of Rishi Sunak anywhere.
I've seen a few Tory posters when driving, but not with his face on it. Yeah, that's another good point, actually. For the first time, all the literature I've received has been like Lib Dem and Labour. And again, I haven't seen anything of Rishi myself, even through my letterbox as well, which is also unusual. So I don't know. Has he given up? I don't know. But yeah, it's the first time, given that there's been a lot of elections in the last 4 or 5 years, it's the first one where you haven't really had much of a Rishi presence.
Can you call us? Who's going to win here come Friday?
I wouldn't say that it's a completely foregone conclusion, but I would say for the first time, it is uncertain.
Now, Barry, in my misspent youth, I actually took 36 years to go to every racetrack in right across from Scotland right down to Plumpton and Brighton. And there were 7 racecourses in Yorkshire. And I would say without doubt, the Yorkshire people are the most friendly people in Ireland. And as you know, all politics is local. What are the main local issues in Rishi Sunak's constituency?
There's lots of issues here. I suppose first and foremost, Ivan, the thing that struck me here is there is a lot of wealth here in this area of North Yorkshire. You have a lot of retirees who...
Is Rishi Sunak a blow-in?
You have other retirees who move here from the UK, so I can understand why people do vote Tory here. And yeah, he is a blow-in. Rishi Sunak is from Southampton, which is almost 300 miles away. But he was parachuted into this constituency in 2015 by the Tories with the backing of William Hague, as the Tories seen Rishi Sunak as this rising star, and this was obviously seen as a safe seat that he would win. And he has been seen in the constituency. He owns a house nearby, I've been told, and he would regularly visit the constituency on weekends with his family. And a lot of people I spoke to yesterday say they have met him personally. So yeah, he has been seen here, and that always helps, as we know, a lot of politics is local, so that will help him. As for the big issues, house prices is one. House prices in this area have risen by 30%. Cost of living is also a big concern. Food prices since Brexit have risen by over 30% across the UK. Well, this is also a rural constituency, and while farmers would traditionally vote Tories, a lot of farmers I spoke to yesterday at the farmers' market here told me they feel forgotten about, and that the Conservative government have done nothing for them. You mentioned a horse racing there, Ivan. Catterick is in this constituency. I'm sure you know it. Have you been there?
Yeah, downhill finish. Yeah, there were a lot of 5 furlong races here. No, Catterick. There's an army barracks there, I think.
Yeah, it's got the biggest British Army garrison in the UK. 17,000 soldiers are located there, while there are also a large number of British Army veterans who live in this constituency. Now, these are also people who would normally vote Tory, but there could be a potential problem for the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, because just a month ago, he was forced into a humiliating apology for leaving D-Day events in France. He left them early, which annoyed a lot of British Army veterans. And even though it happened a month ago, it hasn't been forgotten. And a lot of people I spoke to here yesterday were still mentioning that. And I've been speaking to Colin. He is a former British soldier, originally from Scotland, who has lived in this area for years. He lives just between Richmond and Catterick. And he told me there's no chance that he'll be voting for Rishi Sunak.
Not voting reform.
Why will you not vote for Rishi Sunak here?
Because he says he's a war veterans advocate. He's a flipping liar. There's nothing for war veterans. He's just using it to get himself more votes. There's war veterans where I live. We're living beside people that take crack 24/7, out slashing one another, fighting with one another. I come from the roughest area in Glasgow, and it ain't as rough as that.
And this is here in this constituency where you live?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a war veteran yourself?
Yeah, 12 years I served. Northern Ireland, Bosnia, Gulf, went to Poland to do humanitarian aid, and then I was meant to go to Afghan and I was declared medically unfit, and since then I've not been able to work, medically unfit to work, nobody will employ me. I was a frontline soldier and you just don't get any help.
Do you feel forgotten about by the Tory government?
Yeah, as soon as you say you get PTSD, any ex-serving soldier, as soon as they say they've got a mental health problem and diagnosed with PTSD, they don't want to know you. That's it. You're just flung out in the street and left.
So you most definitely won't be voting for Rishi Sunak here in this constituency?
No.
Do you think he will still retain his seat, though?
No. No. Sunak's not interested in British people. He's only interested in British people for the highlight. That's it. Nothing else.
And do you feel that more and more people will be voting like you this week? And they'll be looking to kick Rishi Sunak out?
Yep. He's been everywhere. He's been here, trying to get voters. I never even came up and seen him because it's a waste of time. I've emailed him about 5-6 times maybe. He's meant to be the local MP for here. Does nothing for us. Does nothing for the locals.
That's Colin, an angry army veteran, talking to Barry. Finally, Barry, we've been looking at the candidates running against Rishi Sunak. This happened with Maggie Thatcher and with Blair. People looking for their moment in the sun at the count. What's the licorice all sorts this time?
Yeah, Ivan, there's a few joke candidates running against Rishi Sunak. He set to share the stage with an array of characters on Friday when the results are announced in his Richmond and North Allerton constituency. There's a man calling himself Sir Archibald Stanton. He runs for the Monster Raving Loony Party. There's also a candidate known as Count Binface, basically a man with a bin on his head. However, he does have a manifesto, and one of his main policies is national service for all ex-prime ministers. I was trying to think what would be the equivalent in Ireland, and it would probably be Dustin the Turkey running against Simon Harris or something. It's a bit ridiculous. But there's also a well-known YouTube prankster with over 7 million social media followers, I'm told. He's called Nico Omelana. he's also running here, and I think there is a fear that he may try some sort of prank at the count in the early hours of Thursday morning. Who knows? But there does seem to be a tradition in the UK where joke candidates put their name on the ballot paper. And Dr. Andy Mycock, a political scientist from Leeds University, told me there were serious messages behind some joke campaigns, as well as offering some comedic relief.
The history behind the sort of emergence of joke candidates can be traced back to the 1960s, really, with the emergence of the monster raving loony party. And in many senses, it was a form of British eccentricism. You know, the idea of a joke candidate standing often was seen to lighten the mood of politics and, you know, and at the same time, to raise increasingly criticism about the political system itself. And I think we've seen a growth in these joke candidates, largely because there has been evidence of a growing distance between UK Parliament and the general public, but also a growing distrust in the political system. So I think, you know, there's always an interesting element to this. And often there is a sense in which some joke candidates are trying to satirise politics, and particularly they're very keen to satirise whoever is the Prime Minister of the time. But also there's a serious point behind it. And, you know, many of these joke candidates, you know, the monster raising loony party and the wonderful Count Binface are both standing in the Richmond constituency, have got manifestos out. And those manifestos themselves are in many ways not just satirising the Prime Minister, but they're satirising the poor quality of policymaking.
So come the end of this week, say if Rishi Sunak does retain his seat here in the constituency, there's going to be Count Binface, someone from the monster raving loony party, and a YouTube prankster also at the count. So could that take away from Rishi Sunak's success, which, look, isn't a given at this stage?
Well, I think we can sort of project forward to, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning on July the 5th, and the Prime Minister will possibly have had a very difficult evening already, and he will then have to stand up and make his winning acceptance speech for winning the seat of Richmond and Northallerton. That is highly likely. The majority there is over 27,000. It would be a remarkable swing to see that change. That doesn't discount the potential it might have. But a defeated Prime Minister surrounded by a group of rather eclectically dressed other candidates presents a very vivid visual image. And I think that is something which is a very uniquely British feature, which has become a growing part of elections, is that when a Prime Minister stands, whether he's victorious or whether he's lost the election, it's highly likely that there's going to be an array of rather interesting characters surrounding him. So I think that, you know, although the evening of the election, the morning of the election is going to provide some, you know, stories of different ways in which we'll see maybe some high standing candidates lose their seat, whatever the outcome, one thing we do know is that Rishi Sunak will be surrounded by a man with a bin on his head and a man dressed in an outrageous cowboy hat.
OK, our thanks to News Talk's chief reporter, Barry White, who will be traversing the UK today from Yorkshire on all the programmes in the lead up to the result of the UK election, of course, tomorrow. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.